First thing is know your audience and who are they? And that's very important. And we know this. This is one of those things of, it's not like we're making a movie and we don't know who the audience is going to be. First off, we are going to have a number of overworked judges and justices on the either courts of appeals or the Court of Criminal Appeals or the Fifth Circuit. Also, we will have a bunch of knowledgeable permanent staff attorneys. That's going to be very important. It has only been in the last 10 years that courts in Texas have relied more on permanent staff attorneys rather than people that are just straight out of law school and are inexperienced law clerks. As a result, especially at the Texas Supreme Court, the Court of Criminal Appeals, you have a number of people who are very knowledgeable in the area of the jurisdiction of those courts that are deciding things. But the truth of the matter is, all of these people are taking in a series of cases trying to decide them. The justices, especially on the courts of appeals, job is to clear their docket. And that is what they are trying to do. And depending on the time of the year and when we get outside of a pandemic, and by the way, we're about to come in that where we have started up trials again, and we're going to see a backlog of trials start through the process. And our appellate judges, when that happens, about, I would say, 10 months from now, 9 to 10 months from now, are going to be extremely busy. They're overworked, and one of your jobs is to make sure that you understand, or that you're making the judges understand, why your case should stand out and why it's important. Next thing that we got to think about is your audience shares, what desires do they share? Well, there are two that we know that are there. First off is to quickly understand your argument, and that's extremely important. They need to understand from the very start of your brief what you were talking about, what your complaints are, or why you think everything went right. So everything needs to be up front. That is especially true in petition practice at the Court of Criminal Appeals. Second is, they are looking for keys to resolve the appeal. The more simple those keys are, the easier it is for them. So one of the things we want to do is upfront in the brief, and by upfront in the brief, we'll talk about introductions in a minute. You need to be telling the court what the problem is or why the court below got it right and give them keys to resolve the appeal. The best thing in the world would be if we could do it, and it doesn't happen very often, but in some cases it does, that your brief is basically going to be the core of the court's opinion. That's what we strive for. Courts are somewhat reluctant to do that, but nonetheless, we can make a pretty good headway on that. Now, the next thing is know your audience's personality. In this day and time, that is very possible to do. I mean, first off, Court of Criminal Appeals, we know who they are. Actually, if you do your research online and even with the court's portals, you can tell exactly who the judges are, where they came from, what their background is, what they're proud of, and what they want to list. Additionally, of course, through Westlaw, Lexis, any other search engine, you can also see what their prior opinions are, especially on the opinions that relate to your case. And it's very important to have a good look at those. When you're going to a court of last resort and you know exactly who's going to be sitting on your case, it is important to know all of those types of things. And let me tell you, one of the most embarrassing things that has happened, and I can tell you this because it's happened to me, is go to and it happened to me in the Texas Supreme Court, and I was very busy right before the argument and did not realize that on the morning I argued, the court handed down an opinion that would impact my case. I had no idea about that, was embarrassed terribly. Don't let that happen to you. The last minute preparations for oral arguments and in actually in writing the briefs is to do a check of the opinions that have just come out and where the judges or justices stand on those things. Now, courts of appeals are a little bit different, and you have panels of those courts, but most of the courts of appeals in Texas are letting us know well before the argument who's going to sit on those panels. And that's very important to do. Sometimes they change at the last minute, which I think we all regret. But one of the things is you know who's going to be there. And additionally, you know who gets along with who and who doesn't on those courts, what views they have, and the look at them. Now, let's talk about courts of appeals a little bit more. One thing about Texas that is unique is, you know, we elect all of our judges. As a result, courts change, and sometimes they change involuntarily. When they do, and we're in the midst of a shift right now, that's something you've got to take into consideration in dealing with your cases. For example, the Dallas Court of Appeals and the Houston Court of Appeals, which handle a tremendous amount of criminal work, have changed, and they've changed fairly significantly. The history of some of those judges is sort of difficult to find, but it is possible. And we are beginning to get opinions from those judges that give us an insight into their judicial philosophy. And those are the types of things you need to be looking into in detail, and they can make a difference. And one of the things I get asked is there a significant difference with new judges versus judges that have been around for a while? And here's, we've not tried to do some statistical analysis of that, and I'm not so sure that these statistics are very good. But what I'll tell you is this.